ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these four months sacred. Allah has made these four months sacred. ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let us start off by listening one virtue of sending durood to none other than the coolness of our eyes, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous of the humankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said beautifully that the people who be closest unto him on the day of judgment, they will be those brothers, those sisters, those fortunate ones. We have sent a large number of durood upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salata wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we once say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, welcome one and all to the time whereby we sit down, we introspect, we reflect, we ponder. And the silsila, it is Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred month. And the topic of discussion today, it is knowing the sacred month. That is the topic of discussion today. Being conscious believer. That's the point which we mentioned lastly. So we are now continuing from where we left last time, that a believer is always conscious. The only way we can make sure we do not wrong ourselves during the sacred month is to be conscious of our actions. As I said that, you know what, to be conscious, it is what is being required of us. A believer is always conscious. When you are driving your car, you must be conscious. As a believer, you know, we are being told is the etiquettes. Alhamdulillah, I had a privilege to travel with some Arakin Shura and also the Nigrani Shura. Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal bless him and his family. He's our mentor, he's our guide, and especially the selection of this topic, it was because of his own idea when he visited the shores of South Africa. Nevertheless, we were in a company of him, so he was telling the driver the etiquette of driving, that if you are a believer, you need to be conscious of what you do. Don't race. You need to drive, but don't race. You need to drive. As a believer, you always be conscious. Don't say that I'm in the road. I'm not in the masjid, so here in the road, I'll behave as whatever I want. No, you need to be always, you are conscious of what you do. In one of also his bayan, just only to interject, he mentioned like that, even speech, we need to be conscious. Referring to Hajj Imran Atari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Like he said, like how a person selects fruits. If we go to buy fruits, we will select that I like fruits with no defects. Fruits which are wholesome. Like this, how you select the fruits, viewers of Madani Channel. You need to select also your speech. You need to be selective. Good fruits, they make you happy. Bad fruits, you will be choosy at the market. No one will go really with his money and have the intention of buying bad fruits. No one. We will make sure that we'll do the circles in the market to select a wholesome apple and an appetizing banana. But we won't be taking those with defects. In the same manner, we need to be very, very choosy in as far as our ways is concerned, especially in the sacred month. The hurum, the sacred of the month, will tell us that we need to have got kufl madina of the tongue. We need to have kufl madina of the eye. Also, we need to have kufl madina of the stomach, like in Ramadan. It is being mentioned, not mentioned here in the sacred month, but we know that in Ramadan, solely and solemnly, we will do the sanctity of Ramadan also by observing this Kufli Madina of the stomach in the name of fasting. A believer need to be conscious 24/7. Before he open his mouth, you will reflect. Whilst I'm still there, a verse in mind. Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. People who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say righteous words, and say words which go straight to the point, and say words which bring benefits. Qawlan sadida. Words which are righteous. We are being reminded to fear Allah, to be conscious. A believer is always conscious. In whatever he does. The problem is that nowadays we are separating the acts. That no, this is solemnly the acts of worship. And this is solemnly culture. And this is solemnly yani, ada. There is ibadah, then there is ada. Ibadah, acts of worship. Ada, these are our natural habits, you know, our day to day. But in as a Muslim, our 24/7 must be ibadah. Even the act of ada can be ibadah. Like eating, it's for our benefit, but if we put good intention, it becomes ibadah. Walking, it is a general act, but if we put intention, it becomes ibadah. That when I walk, I will do so with humility, not with kibr. This will become also an act of ibadah. In this sacred month, all these things we need to know. This is only the madani pool which I am deriving when we hear that a believer is always conscious. Many madani pool can be derived from that. We cannot do justice, otherwise I'll end up diverting from my topic. Allow me just only to stick with the topic. But to say that a believer is always conscious, we need to know we are mukallaf. So we need to know that we are mukallaf 24/7. Whatever we do, we are going to be responsible for it. Now, time and again, we forget or we are lax in the duties of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal has given us this sacred month to turn back to Him and to take account of ourselves. Now, we have reached an important juncture. Viewers of Madani Channel, a question might arise or should arise that why the sacred month? What is the reason why Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal give us the sacred month? Was it that so that we can have, you know, start to slaughter the cows so that we will have got now too much meat of making braai and get together by the mosque with the people that will come and chuckle and giggle and laugh? And no, it was only and only that we reform ourselves, we change ourselves, we take accountability on ourselves. What does it do there? Of course, the topic is knowing the Islamic month, the sacred month, rather, those four, to know them from A to Z, in and out. Knowing them, studying them, their virtues, it will make us to wake up. Now, there is again a beautiful madani pool whereby I want to deduce some other different madani pool from it. Self-accountability, which is coming, that in this sacred month we need to do self-accountability. None other than the second Khalifa, the leader of the Muslims, the leader of the believers, Abu Hafs, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allah be pleased with him, as he was pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he said, حاسبوا أنفسكم. Take hisab. Take accountability of yourself before it is too late. Then he told us, there are consequences of not taking accountability for yourself. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Do it before it is going to be taken for you. Lessen the burden. Check you for yourself. What's time Tuesday? It reminded me the incident whereby we did go by the aeroplane. Now, the only worries we had the tickets, everything we had, our passport, valid, everything was okay. But the kgs, knowing all that if you exceed with a kg, it's a problem. So we did took our bags, we weighed them before we go there, we to make sure that each and everything is at par before going to the final, where it helped us knowing that this the kgs are like this, let me take this thing out so as to avoid disaster and embarrassment at the final weighing by the aeroplane itself, by the airport itself. Really, this is what we do in our day-to-day norm, that we don't see, a fool is the one who says that I'll cross the river when I'm there. You need to think of how to cross the river before you reach the river. It's a proverb which is going viral nowadays. Of course, it's got good meaning, but we always say that a believer is always conscious. We will think about crossing the bridge before we reach there. Not that we'll cross the bridge when we are there. Think of it. That if the bridge is not there, what are we going to do? If you have a boat, are you good in swimming? In case something happens, the bridge is not, sustainable for you to walk and to pass by that bridge. Viewers of Mother Nature, we can talk, but now we want the walk. The sacred months are for us to reflect, to introspect. It is a blessing in disguising. Which are the favors of Allah we want to deny? Which we can say that no, there was no the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran will be given. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayrul bashar, we are given. Afdalul kutub, the best of the book we are given. Here are the four sacred months. Benefit from them. Here is the Dhulqa'dah for you. Here is the Dhulhijjah for you. Here is the Muharram for you. Here is Rajab for you. On top of that, the bonus and extra here is Ramadan for you. What more do you want? So in this sacred month, as we said, that it is the month of improving. It is the month of checking how you weigh in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting yourself in the scale. If you are not enrolled in one of these, try to make sure that you enroll yourself before it is too late, so that you can benefit from these sacred months. Just only to mention, the month of Rajab comes at an important time of the year for us. The coming of this month means that we are close to yet another Ramadan by the grace of Allah. And tactically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the month of Rajab where it should belong. That is the month whereby people, they will be in al-ghafla, in heedlessness. Then come the month of Rajab to wake them up. Then come the month of Rajab to warn them that Ramadan is about to come. This is how it is, the sacred month. So that perhaps, perchance, you see, by slumber, a human being, if he start to stay away from dhikr, from remembrance, he start to forget. That's why you find in Mahul of Dawat Islam, each and every week, here in our country, in our country, South Africa, every Thursdays, we've got weekly ijtima. A human being is constantly in need of dhikr. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said in the Holy Quran, remind one another. Verily, reminding one another, it benefits the believers. They in Rajab will come, in between this month, so that we won't forget. This is how is the setup of the. So this is how to know the Islam. As we said, that this is all about knowing what to do in the Islamic sacred month. So, in conclusion, or rather, I need to summarize important points of discussion which we made in this episode. Number one, we learned that a believer must be always conscious. That is what we need to be as believers. There are many, many waqi'at which we can learn also to cement the point, so that Allah willingly, whilst we're in this sacred month, we take these lessons which we are getting for in the sacred month and we put into day to day. He must be conscious. He must not you know, a believer is always بين الرجاء والخوف, hope and fear. He's always conscious, fearing Allah and hoping His mercy. He's always conscious. This is what will keep the believer to be going. When I was preparing this silsila, Nigrani Shura gave the points that from among these points, we need to do it so much that it must create an awareness in the believers, and it must always not to make us to rely on hope, but we should know that there should also be fear, but not only also inclining much into fear, but we must be in between. His Eminence Nigrani Shura then told me that also Imam Al-Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he even dedicated a chapter wherein he put about hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time fearing Allah's punishment. When you do a deed, you must not only celebrate, but you'll be fearing that Allah, is He going to accept this deed? And you must not only rely on it also, if you fall down, if you do some sin, and you must be hoping that, you know what, Allah, there is a chance Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal can reform you. So this is how it is. A believer is always conscious of what he do. He's just not only a negligent, you know, a believer is not something like that. So in conclusion, knowing the Islamic sacred month, what are the Islamic sacred months? These are Muharram, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Rajab. And putting them in order, we will say Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless us, and may He make us to benefit from this month. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab.